I recently saw the film Great Expectations, which is based on the novel by Charles Dickens, written in the 19th century. I wasn't really expecting it to be very good, because I don't like the novel very much. But the film producer had a very clever idea. He reset the novel completely in the 20th century, the first half in Florida, and the second half in New York. And it wasn't American in the original, so it changes the flavor immediately. The story is about a poor local boy who is influenced greatly in his life by two completely different people. One is an escaped convict who forces Pip, the hero, though his name's changed in the film, to help him, to save him and give him the chance to escape. This has a very traumatic effect on Pip's life, or Finn, as he's called in the film. Then, as you watch the film develop, you forget about that, really, and the most important emphasis is placed on his relationship with a local rich girl. He's, in fact, paid to spend some time with her when they're children because she's very lonely. And although they don't really get on very well together, it's a kind of love-hate relationship. As they grow up, things get more complicated between them, and the plot develops, showing how they both survive the relationship and develop some sort of life of their own. But more interesting even than that, maybe, is Finn's relationship with other characters. For example, the man who brought him up in Florida, who is really rather uneducated and doesn't know much about life and big cities, he comes to visit him in New York when Finn's showing his pictures in an art exhibition. And Finn doesn't know how to handle the relationship at all. He's ashamed of him. That's very sad, and it throws a lot of light onto Finn's character and how he handles his other relationships. And that's what makes the film really interesting.